Blog Talk Radio.
And so much more. Our investment specialists give you insight on how you can make and protect more of your money. Now is the exclusive home for IMIS in the Morning. AM 860 WWDB is also your source for news and entertainment on your drive into work. All this and great money talk too, right here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only money talk radio.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izarda. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izarda.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, June 10th at 8 a.m., and good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time, possibly 5 or 7 p.m. Sunday. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izarda, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, we had a rebroadcast of our program with Don Paris on vibrational medicine. We discussed on that program the herb Anise and the yoga posture, Uddiyana Parsva Konasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to download the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Klaus Sproul from Lillipo Magazine. At the end of the program, the herb of the day will be barberry, and the yoga asana is Virabhadrasana 3. Now it's time for our wellness news with Darcy Davis.
Good day, Dr. Izarda, and to the WWDB listening audience. I'm Darcy Davis, and today's current event in wellness, wholeness, and wisdom is yoga and depression. According to the research conducted by Amy Weintraub, author of Yoga for Depression, depression affects about 121 million people worldwide and is the leading cause of disability among people from the ages of 15 to 44. Since World War II, suicide statistics have risen and indicates that even with our increased knowledge, we have lost sight of who and what we are. This leaves us feeling isolated and alone. Yogis believe that depression is symptomatic of an individual separated from their source. Yoga, including postures, breathing exercises, and meditation, is a science of positive mental health. Practicing yoga regularly aids in removing obstacles that alienate an individual from their source. It is normal to occasionally feel down because it is a method for you to be in touch with your feelings and to get comfortable with your emotions. Severe depression can be a signal that the body requires rest and that the mind needs to take a break. Allow yourself time to feel the emotion and honor it by reading a book, taking a nap, or letting yourself have a lazy moment. However, if the feelings persist for more than a few days, it may be time to address these feelings. Yoga has regulating and energizing properties that can eradicate many of the symptoms of mild depression. Yoga postures stimulate the body and have a major effect on the nervous system. If you've been diagnosed with depression, it is important to not overexert yourself when practicing yoga, as you can experience a greater amount of fatigue than when you were not practicing. Depression lasting over 4 weeks should be treated by a medical professional. If you're having thoughts of suicide, get help immediately. Call 911 if necessary. Please bear in mind that the practice of yoga should be used to supplement conventional therapy, not replace it. This is your current event in wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Have a good day.
Well, those of you who listen to the program about Iyengar Yoga recognize that particular current event. Today's was supposed to be about 10 ways of having a better life. But in any event, that was talked about by our guest, Joan White, on that day. Okay, today's guest is Klaus Sproul from Lillipo Magazine, as I mentioned earlier. He received his diploma in social therapy from the School of Spiritual Science in Dornach, Switzerland. He's a certified trainer in nonviolent crisis intervention, certified by CPI. He has a certificate in nonprofit management from LaSalle University, a certificate in school administration and community development from Sunbridge College. He's a trustee of the Camp Hill Association of North America and has been so, been one since from 1994 to 2002. He was president of the Camp Hill Resident Trust from 1998 to 2001, a member of the editorial board of the College of Direct Support, chair of the Legislative and Social Issues Committee of AAMR from 1999 to 2001. He has a certificate in project management. He's the CEO of Lillipo Publishing, Incorporated, and a board member of the Alliance of Approved Private Schools. Good morning, Klaus. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. First of all, were you born in the United States?
No, I was not.
How did you end up here?
I was involved in publishing in Germany as a young man, active in alternative approaches to education and medicine and so on, and emigrated to Canada in the early 80s and was active there in government agencies and so on, and I've been in this country now 18 years.
Wow.
And have become a United States citizen.
Okay, very nice. Can we start out with you telling our listeners or giving our listeners the history of the Lillipo magazine?
Lillipo magazine and the name most probably needs just a couple of words of explanation.
Yes.
Lillipo stands for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Many will recognize this as this initial battle cry of the revolution, really the founding impulse here for this country, these three ideals of freedom, liberty, freedom, equality, and brotherhood in a sense. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Although this pursuit of happiness has been misunderstood, and we can talk about that. Anyhow, the Lillipo is the acronym for that. It was founded by Christine Murphy in Texas, in fact, about 14 years ago, was then moved to New York State, and I bought the magazine and brought it to Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, about 4 years ago.
Okay, very good. I know Lillipo is a quarterly publication featuring the anthroposophical approach to health, that it encompasses holistic therapies, preservation of childhood, education, the arts, community, agriculture, and social renewal. Could you explain how preservation of childhood, the arts, and social renewal are addressed through Lillipo?
Right. Basically, the basic underlying idea is that health, physical health, is closely related to one's social health, which is one's community, one's integration into the local community, and to one's spiritual health, the way one thinks about the world in worldviews one holds and how that exchanges. So the interrelationship between those, so education, the way we educate a child and to make it love learning, lifelong learning, and so on, I think is a key element. What we eat is an important thing. So we're looking at organic agriculture, community gardens, biodynamic agriculture and products, local organic food, the information for people and what it actually means to have nourishment that really allows people to be able to, in a sense, heal themselves or stay healthy. So all these areas, also the arts, all contribute to health in the widest sense, and that's why we try to cover those. And although we do have a history with anthroposophical medicine and approaches, Lilipo really features and highlights and celebrates all different approaches to healing, from yoga to feng shui to you name it.
Right, okay. And the preservation of childhood. I mean, I love the phrase in and of itself. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, in today's world, we already see children, there's a movement to begin testing in kindergarten now. We believe, and I believe there is much research also going into that, that childhood really needs to be celebrated and preserved. A child can learn the basic math concept at age 8 in 3 days, which they would be laboring under for months at age 4. So the celebration of childhood really is trying to allow children to be children until they're ready to go to a kindergarten and really explore there even further and then be ready for school.
Okay, thank you. We're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies with our main offices at 2 Bala Plaza in that building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Please stay tuned for our return with Klaus Spruill from Lilipo Magazine.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Don't forget about the retreat on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas this July with Pamela Poitier as host and me as one of their practitioners. We're talking with Klaus Spruill from Lilipo Magazine. Klaus, could you share with us what the vision has been for Lilipo over the years and how it's evolved?
Right. As we are a national magazine, which is quite different from a number of the more local, whether it's Delaware Valley or the Midwest or in San Francisco, or, you know, there are many local alternative health magazines around. We have tried to be a national to capture some of these trends. Our vision and longer-term plan over the next 3 to 5 years really is to provide a forum for the different alternative approaches to healing, to be featured, to be celebrated, and to provide a basis for people to, you know, find information. We also would like to obviously connect potential customers, patients with doctors in their local area. So there is a listing on our website that allows people to find in their local area, wherever they are, access or find the addresses and contact information for others. So the broadest approach to health was really our plan from, as I said, from organic food, some of those issues, to social issues in education. We notice the relationship between food and some of the chemicals to some of the childhood illnesses and some of the more debilitating illnesses that are, you know, on the increase, you know, autism and so on. So we're covering all of those, and that is our plan, to be able for people to, you know, find a plethora of different approaches in order to know that these are not just some cranky little thing on the fringes, that they're all part of the spectrum of continuum of care, in a sense, from that are really sort of the complementary aspect of medicines, which in the future, in the number of years, will be less complementary than mainstream.
Ah, very good. In the spring issue, Little Poe focused on economics and spirit in healthcare. Do you see any trends in the insurance approach or in the insurance component of alternative medicine therapies? Where do you see it going?
There are a number of factors playing in. We see currently many of the current big insurers offering what they call the alternative healthcare riders, which are sort of special arrangements they make. We also see some efforts of locals or unions and so on to begin to offer their cheaper, what they call cheaper rates, for a wider market. I think these are sort of dead-end streets. What really will be needed is something along the lines, and I think that's really hopeful, that the Ithaca Health Plan has, and you may have heard of Paul Clover in Philadelphia with Philadelphia. He is beginning to look at that. Also, the community-supported medical practice, I think, will be something that is coming up. There is an effort in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where, like the CSA, where people buy, in a sense, a share in a garden and get the produce, that people are members of a community-supported medical practice, which has 6 or 8 beds, a small clinic, and for an annual fee, they're really supporting the doctor. I just spoke to Dr. Zeev from Arizona, who is beginning that as well, where the individual basically would only have a major medical and use their savings for that to support a doctor and practitioners in a clinic, in a small setting, and has access to that. So I think there will be more local activity around doctors and practitioners, therapists and so on, and we'll find more local solutions, I believe.
Well, I certainly hope you have your thumb on the pulse of the future, because it's certainly something that's very, very needed. For those wanting to submit articles, for example, what are you looking for? What makes you want to include an article in an issue?
Right. Our editor, Christy Coro, she's in Kentucky, and she lives off-grid, and she's a wonderful person. She's always interested in what we call the spirit in life, in real applications, stories. We're currently preparing a special issue on alternative approaches to cancer. And when we put the question out, we get all these stories, and they tell something. So we're always looking for that. We're looking for submissions of articles and essays from various fields. I think the gestalt therapy, we haven't had anything that would be really a wonderful thing to hear. The whole issue that is popping up now with bipolar questions, depression, approaches that would maybe be of the complementary sort of side. I think that's the kind of spectrum we're looking at.
Okay, so those of you who are writers out there listening to the program, there's a heads up about some types of things that if they're a part of your life or you're involved with, you can pursue maybe submitting an article on. How many subscribers roughly does Little Po have?
We have about 10,000 subscribers nationwide.
Oh, very good.
And these are then there are obviously a lot of, in addition to that, a lot of bulk subscriptions that go to clinics and like institutes like Omega and Naropa and all, a lot of the alternative places around, and a lot of the cooperative housing projects, some of the intentional communities, basically all the Waldorf schools, there's about 150 of them across the nation, have bulk orders in. So in addition to the individual subscribers, there is a lot of the bulk activity. And so in addition to those, there is another 20 or there about 1,000. And then there are our advertisers and our international subscribers. And then we do have a number of interesting characters who believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is important. And they, for example, would fund a delivery into all the 24-hour fitness clubs in Manhattan. You know what I mean? That kind of thing goes also on. And we obviously do that. Or, you know, there's 3,000 going out into the Boulder area, into some of the, you know, that's a sort of a hub of alternative approaches. That's sort of the spectrum we're working with.
Well, I certainly distribute mine on a regular basis, and people love it. How many practitioners do you have roughly in your online directory?
I think there may be about 180 or 200.
Easily.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you cover pretty much almost all of the states across the country.
Right, and we only have begun that a couple of months ago. The word hasn't really, I don't think, gotten around that this is a way for people to be approached, and we surely hope over time that this will become a place to just go to if you're looking for, you know, a local doctor.
Right. What inspired you to even come up with the online directory?
Well, again, I personally feel, and I know our editorial board and the people around us, we surely feel that it is still too hard for many of the small clinics and practitioners to do a large-scale, you know, advertising campaign. And so this is one way for those people to be able to be in the marketplace. On the other hand, we also get a lot of requests from our readers and saying, "Oh, tell us where can we find a dentist that you know, whatever." And my daughter has this is and that, you know, give us somebody. So we thought, how can we connect those two, the people who are looking for an alternative practitioner and those who you know offer services from, you know, art therapy to, you know, the MD.
Well, it's certainly a wonderful directory, and eventually, those of you who go to my website on a regular basis, there will be a link to Little Po so that you can, and I'll probably put it on the radio show page near where they have where they're listed for today's program, where you can go listen to this program, and then you can probably you'll be able to do both. Anyway, the focus of your next issue is nature spirit. What can our listeners expect?
Yeah. I just saw the proof. It's going to press on Monday. And it is an interesting piece, as you may have noticed, in the alternative press, but also even more mainstream, there has been a resurgence of people talking about their experiences with nature, you know, from hugging a tree and talking to a tree, beginning to understand that trees actually do have personality, if you know what I mean, to children describing experiences of in nature, and often they being dismissed, but then later on they come back. So there has been an increase of that awareness, although small. So we thought, well, let's explore that a little bit, and The main piece that we're featuring is an interview with a Japanese water researcher. Interesting piece where they developed a way of making visible the structure of water when certain feelings are in the room or when words that contain anger or love are spoken. And it's interesting how they
the
come
shape,
to nearly like a picture how that is. And obviously there there's reference to some books that have been written more recently in Ireland where people experience these little nature beings and so on.
Well, I attended a program where they had featured this gentleman, and his name does not come to mind. He was in What the Bleep Do We Know? I believe that CD presentation. But anyway, yes, I was very fascinated with the research that they did and how they actually, isolated the different crystals.
Right.
And could
Masaru Emoto.
Ah, right, Emoto. Very good. Yes, that was fascinating. Well, I certainly look forward to that article. Could you describe the Wellness Guide Special Edition, New Light on Children's Health?
Right. The Wellness Guide is basically an A to Z of home health remedies. What to do, what can you do with when your child has asthma or when there is a boil. Just some alternative approaches and some indications from, when a child has a fever or something is in the eye, some indications of some of the herbal remedies that may be helpful, and applications from, whatever, mustard wraps to whatever. So it's an A to C. There's some interesting pieces in there. And it has been very well received. In fact, we're nearly out of print, and we're looking at a reprint, and we're also, interesting enough, looking at a Spanish edition.
Oh, excellent.
Because we just learned that many of the Hispanic folk are really into home health care.
Most definitely.
And so that was interesting. So there's a whole group of Americans who really could benefit to know, where to go and how to do. So we're looking at that. But that's the Wellness Guide. It's basically just a compilation of some tips.
Well, now, you mentioned earlier about the fact that it's a national magazine, which certainly makes it very unique in terms of the wellness magazines that are available.
Right.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about the unique qualities of Lilipo?
No, I think I've covered it. We do try to have a the fullness, what we call a holistic approach, also in the magazine, and so I think it would be interesting to many readers from a variety of backgrounds. We had a wonderful piece on Islamic calligraphy in one of the last pieces. It was just wonderful, and yoga and so on. So, no, I don't want to add much more. I think I've outlined the basic, basic concept.
I think you have, and I want to also add that I think you have a very good integrative medicine component to your magazine. It's not... I think it's very integrative. There are things positive that are shared relating to Western medicine as well as Eastern medicine and how they work well together. We're getting ready to, we're coming up on a break, but before we go, is there anything coming down the pike that you want to give people a heads up about?
The fall issue, the summer issue you mentioned on Nature Spirit, the fall issue will focus on youth.
Oh.
The danger that youth is in today, I think that will be of interest to people, and as I said before, we are interested in alternative approaches to cancer and looking towards a Spring 07 special issue.
Okay, good. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies with our office at 2 Bala Plaza, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Please stay tuned for our return with Klaus Spruill and Lillipo Magazine.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. Don't forget about the retreat on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas this July with Pamela Poitier as host and me as one of her practitioners. We're talking with Klaus Spruill from Lillipo Magazine, and I wanted to touch on this one of these issues, items. You, in your spring issue, you had a wonderful article about vaccinations. And it gave some very informative references. Lillipo shares current events. What do you see as one of the major ongoing wellness issues in the current event arena?
Well, there is one, and that is, you know, cost. I mean, that's just a big issue at the moment in the whole wellness thing. And the emerging one that nobody really wants to talk about yet is aging. I had just a conversation with two small groups where they are beginning to ask the question, do we really, these are people in their mid-50s, late-50s, who are saying, do we really want to go into a nursing home and be exposed or being treated by people who really, you know, are just minimum wage people, have very little training and so on. And so, and what are the kinds of therapies I will be getting? Will anyone care because I'm kind of old? And that was an eye-opener to me. So I think in terms of wellness, the whole elder care, the whole spiritual component into aging, I think is an emerging trend that those in the alternative healthcare field need to begin to really take heed and pay attention to as we live longer, as the economic stresses will increase and people may be required to work longer but maybe want to find a balance, and then how to maintain health both on a physical, which is the focus mainly in the mainstream, but also on an emotional and a spiritual level. I think this will be a big thing.
Okay. I was reading on to some other articles in the spring issue, and I was inspired by two articles, Our Future, Our Food, and GM, or Genetically Modified Foods. And how would you describe Lillipo's activist spirit in that sense?
Well, you know, yes, it is true. We do feel strongly about the interference with nature through genetic engineering and modification of our wonderful treasure, the natural world we have around us, and some of the heirlooms and some of the just local foods are going, and we are. In fact, activist enough to say, well, even if you buy organic pears from Argentina, that's not good enough, because we need to really look towards how we can have both, you know, organic and locally grown things that are accessible, not only to maybe the wealthy, but to everybody. And so the whole effort is to really educate everybody and educate people that this, in the bigger picture, will actually contribute to the health, the increase of health for all of the population and not only a small section.
Do you think the genetic engineering of food is something that's going to increase, or are we going to be able to, or are people going to be able to affect its life in some way?
It's a difficult one. Marin County in California has just been declared the only first GM-free county in the U.S.
My word.
They actually passed a referendum, voters. I don't quite know yet. I think that we saw that in Europe they had held off, but it's there. We see it in soy. I think 60% of all soy is already genetically modified, even organic soy. You see, we will have to watch out, for example, that although something may be labeled organic, it may be grown organic, it doesn't specify whether the seed is modified. And so we don't know. We have to watch out. We will have to be very vigilant as consumers as well going forward, how these genetically modified vegetables and fruit enters it, because if, for example, you know, Walmart begins to, you know, have organic food, they will create an enormous market for some producers, and the temptation will be great to, you know, produce organic whatever with maybe a pest-resistant hybrids, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be an interesting thing. I do not know. My own personal feeling is that it will have to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, my word. Okay. Well, I hope it gets worse real quick for a short period of
right.
time so it can get
yes.
better for a longer period. I noticed in the article, Our Future, Our Food, they talked about the United States comes to have 84% of our soy acreage. I found that very interesting. So it almost implies that all of this good soy-based produce or manufactured items have some benefit to the state economy, the United States economy. Does that have any other implication that we should be aware of or sensitive to?
Well, I mean, altogether, as the organic food, the organic consumer, is asking for more organic staples and so on, there will be an increase in the acreage that will be grown organically, and it will be going very fast.
Okay.
And so it will have an effect. On the other hand, Parthenia, you know Stonyfield Yogurt?
Yes.
Was a wonderful company, great product. You know who owns it?
No.
Danone.
Oh, my God.
You
goodness.
Know who owns Danone? Exxon. So it is very important. You know, we see a lot of, you know, who owns Cascadia Farms, who has all these organic spreads.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Well, you know, Nestle. So I mean, we need to understand that it is important that as these organic and alternative methods grow, that obviously corporations, which are very much adaptable and very interested in that, will look at that, and that's okay. But it is just it is just as it is, and as we see local smaller companies develop something, being bought up by larger conglomerates, we will see obviously some of these shifts, and we only can hope that we also affect some social change and some health-giving elements in all of this shift, and do not just, have a new product in the same pipeline.
And understand it.
Which is a big concern, I think, for many in the alternative healthcare field as well, that if we develop these new methods and these new therapies and so on, that we also find social and economic forms that are different and respond really to the needs of the people.
I understand it very well, and I guess on the positive side, it's good to know that our demand of these products is such that these big places are almost being forced
yes.
to come up with something to offer us that we want to buy.
Yes, and I think you're right. There is a lot of positive happening, and so we see efforts to preserve pieces in the cityscape for organic gardens. We see large organizations preserving land. So there is a lot of positive things happening as well, and a large number of Americans are really interested in supporting alternative approaches.
Oh, yes. There was another article here talking about measuring results, the role of conventional research in anthroposophical medical approaches. Where do you see things going with that? I know there's it's very difficult because of the cost involved. It's
yep.
almost set up that way on purpose, I guess.
Mm.
But I don't know. But where do you see things going in that area?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you one example. There are some efforts underway to have approval, FDA approvals for some, medicines. And they are very strict in terms of the production, the facilities, and so on and so forth. So there are some medicines which are produced in Europe under strict, controls and so on, and the FDA has to go over there and approve them. It is something where clinical studies, controlled studies, and so on will be an important piece. But how they are conducted, I think the paradigm has to be looked at so that we understand it's not a matter of dismissing an herb, like sometimes it happens around here, and this is not, but to actually have longitudinal studies to look at this and really also be taking the best that conventional science has to bring, namely the empirical study, to bear on some of those methods and aspects that we hold so dear.
Okay,
there's
hold
that
thought for me, Klaus. That's yep. our music that's letting me know we're coming up on a break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard, sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bella Kenwood, and our website is amtherapies.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Yes, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. We don't forget about the retreat in Cat Island in the Nassau, Bahamas in July with Pamela Poitier as host and me as her practitioner. We're talking with Klaus Spruill from Lillipo Magazine. We were finishing up with the research piece. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Klaus?
No, I think that's. I made that clear. I do think that the balance will come about in not dismissing the one or the other, but really taking elements and integrate them into a future approach that, again, will not be an end to itself and be fixed and finished, but actually be flexible and malleable going forward to be really able to meet and answer the needs of the people.
Very good. If anything, or is there anything you would like to share, final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
All I would recommend to listeners is to, keep on the lookout for interesting new things and look out for places and moments where the spirit of our time is sort of active and where it shows. And it shows in little places, in your neighbor's garden, somebody is tending something, somebody cares for somebody, people get together around somebody who is dying. Many wonderful moments, and I think to stay awake to that really is the key, and not be washed down and put down by all what we hear about all the things that are not going well.
Thank you so much for that positive note, and I look forward to having you as a guest again sometime in the near future. Thank you very much, Klaus.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, today's herb is barberry. The parts of this herb that are used medicinally are its bark, the berries, and roots. Some of the phytochemicals are berbamine, berberine, beta-carotene, lutein, and the nutrients are calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, psyllium, silicon, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. Today, I want to do the yoga asana, Virabhadrasana 3, and it's a warrior pose from Indian mythology, as we discussed during the Iyengar program, and again, it's a variation on 1 and 2. However, with this one, you are going to, again, stand in Tadasana. You inhale and jump the legs 4 to 4.5 feet apart with arms stretched sideways. You stretch the arms and the trunk up as in Virabhadrasana 1. You turn the left leg and foot 45 degrees in, the right foot 90 degrees out, and the trunk completely to the right. Exhale, bend the right knee and go into Virabhadrasana 1. You exhale, bend the trunk over the right leg, going deep into the right hip joint. Rest the chest on the thigh. Keep the right foot firm and extend the trunk and arms forward. Lift the left heel and turn the leg with the back of it facing the ceiling. I want to talk about also some of its medicinal uses. So don't forget, I will cover that at the end of describing it. Simultaneously, bring the hips and the body weight forward onto the right leg. Straighten the leg and bring the left leg in and raise it to the level of the left hip while keeping the left hip down. Balance on the right leg, make the hips level and extend the left leg back. Keep the knee pointing down and the heel toes and toes stretching. At the same time, stretch the arms and trunk forward and the left leg back. Keep the trunk, arms, and leg parallel to the ground. Keep the chest down. Lower the head for a moment to relax the neck, then raise the head and gaze forward. And you want to hold this pose for from 20 to 30 seconds. Of course, do not hold your breath. You want to continue to breathe. And now, in terms of benefits, it strengthens the spine, it strengthens the legs and reduces obesity around the thighs, calves, and arms. It strengthens neck, abdominal, and back muscles, loosens shoulder and hip joints, tones abdominal organs, improves balance, poise, and concentration, strengthens inner ears and eyes. Now, the posture that we didn't cover because of the rebroadcast was Artha Chandrasana. And that's an extended trunk poised over a finely balanced leg, reminiscent of the Indian moon floating in space. It's one of those triangular poses. The posture pretty much it entails you're doing the Trikonasana and then extending your arm, bending the leg, and lifting up so that you're extending that leg up into the air, straight, however. The benefits are the main things I wanted to share with you today that you didn't get, that it reduces congestion in abdominal and pelvic organs, drains the phlegm from lungs and improves balance and poise, strengthens inner ears and eyes, improves circulation to the head, neck, hypothalamus, and endocrine glands in the brain and neck, helps venous drainage from extremities, tones spine, strengthens legs, knees, and hip joints, and reduces fat around the thighs. Last Saturday, as I told you, we did run that rebroadcast. Next weekend, you're going to have Ken Williamson from All Natural Market in Ardmore. The featured herb will be bayberry, and the yoga asana will be Parivrita Trikonasana. We want to invite you to send current events, items, and morsels of wisdom for young people about alternative medicine therapies or anything related to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. You can email your articles or recordings to consult@amtherapies.com or mail them to the office at Tubala Plaza, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd. We offer you iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations, and other consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, and psychological consultations. Remember, Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., WWDB 860 on the AM dial, and please be well. Okay, he's now telling me that I have more time, ladies and gentlemen. So this is after rushing me before. Okay, yes, as I said earlier, we offer therapies in iridology and kinesiology. That's how we make our assessments initially and how we keep track of your improvement as we go along. And then the psychological consultations can be done remotely or in the office, and we can incorporate video conferencing. Don't forget, we also incorporate Bach Floral Essence Remedies. Our website is www.amtherapies.com. That's A as in Apple, M as in Mary, therapies.com. And we invite you to participate in our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, download the radio show program, see who our future guests are going to be, and find out what we're all about. Again, that's wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
Hey Philadelphia, it's me, Brian Powell, the Annuity Watchdog. As the Delaware Valley's top retirement income planner, I know fixed annuities are great for income plans where your money is safe and guaranteed. Insurance.